There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God.
Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I had a little trouble there with the open on our video side of this. I'm becoming somewhat frustrated with these external hard drives and the fact that they won't stay awake. They go to sleep. It's really strange. I sit here and I click on the folder and I do everything that I can possibly do other than kick them to try to make them stay awake. And it never fails that they like to go to sleep. All right, enough of that. Let's see. Bottom of hour number two, we're going to be joined by retired Marine Major Fred Galvin. A Few Bad Men, the true story of how the U.S. Marines were ambushed in Afghanistan and then betrayed in America. We highlighted this kind of story when we spoke so much about the Raven situation, and I was invited into that community to tell the story of military, retired or former military, who were then military contractors, who were set up by the Obama administration and by the Bush administration, for that matter. We have another story similar to that with Major Galvin and these individuals that have usurped. And we'll also be talking, by the way, at the bottom of the hour with Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt and get an update for you on what's happened at the United States Air Force Academy. Yes. That cadet was, in fact, denied his religious freedom and his religious liberty by the lieutenant general, the commandant there. And by the way, let's be clear, the United States Air Force Academy is not a private business. They're not private individuals. It is a government location. You can call your congressional office anytime you want, from any phone that you want, and have any conversation that you want, in any way that you want. They work for us. Let's be very clear. They work for us. You want to go to work for the government? You now work for the people who call you. Period. And you're going to be accountable, if we're talking about official business, for what you say in those conversations. Those are public record. Every conversation is a public record. Every conversation on that government phone that we pay for with our tax dollars is a public conversation, and the public is entitled to hear what you're saying and to make sure that it aligns with what you should be saying. So if you want to have conversations on those phones, make sure you do it right. We had somebody that didn't, and we have a general that doesn't keep his word and is in violation of the Constitution of the United States of America, something they swore an oath to defend. Top of the next hour, Al Rasooli is with me. Can a Muslim serve in our government? Can a Muslim serve in our government? He has said before that they can't. We're going to talk about that and find out if that's a fact. And can someone claim to be Muslim and then also claim that they don't follow their religion and they can take an oath? And this particularly has a lot to do with Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is both an American citizen and a Turkish citizen who wants to be a senator for the United States of America. I would suggest that you need to renounce your Turkish citizenship if you want to be a sitting United States senator in this country. That's my opinion. All right. My next guest, Don Jans, might have a thought or two about that. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Good to be back. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
You know, of course, we have lots of thoughts about lots of things. And one of the things that we were going to talk about was can we be, can the United States, how are we founded? And are we a Christian nation? Mm-hmm. Who are we? What are we?
Mm-hmm.
And we differ, our founding differs night and day from the Muslims. I mean, it just goes as far away from each other as you possibly can. We have to remember that words have meaning. And the left has always been extremely, extremely good at using words, using little phrases, and building them into things that they do not mean. For instance, we now call ourselves a democracy. A democracy is a dictatorship,
right?
Pure and simple.
Yeah.
And as long as we refer to ourselves as democracy, it's much easier for the left to move us away, transform us from a republic into a democracy. And the minute we go from a republic into a democracy, then the rights and the liberties of the people go with it. The power of the government greatly increases, and this is what's happening. The same thing is true with when we talk about religion, but we differentiate between, or we do not differentiate between Christianity, those who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that the only way through to heaven goes through the cross. That's totally different from how we react to religion. Religion, frankly, the Marxism is a religion. They believe in the state. They are a secular religion. And today we talk about separation of church and state. Nowhere in the Constitution does it even allude to what separation of church and state means today. So we constantly talk about these, we bring these phrases up, and it totally distorts who we are and what we are. And it really plays into the hands of those who are seeking to destroy our republic, who are seeking to eliminate any aspect of our Constitution. And along with eliminating our Constitution, you must also try to, and they never will, but they will try to eliminate those of us who are true Bible-believing Christians, because we are a real danger to them, always have been.
And so here's one of the ways that they do this, Don. In the churches, what they've done, and this is part of the way that Marxism has seeped into the church, they have said separation of church and state. The church has embraced that. And then they use Romans 13 to try to quiet any of us that might suggest something otherwise, which talks about God having placed men in positions of authority. Okay? So I want you to think about this for a minute, folks. Because a theocracy is a system of government in which priests rule in the name of God or a God. Now, those that argue within the church for a separation of church and state will point you to Romans 13. So in other words, in reality, the way that they make that statement, they are suggesting that we are living under a theocracy because, well, God put those people in place, and so therefore you can't speak against them because in reality they speak for God. Think about that for a minute, Don. Those that are pushing within the church for a separation of church and state are actually arguing for a theocracy. We, on the other hand, do not believe that the United States of America is a theocracy. We don't believe that priests are elected, and therefore there's like a pope or the leader of a caliphate or what have you, okay, that speaks for God or the gods. No, we believe that godly, moral Christian people should be serving in government, who understand that the decisions that they make are going to be held accountable to someone greater than just the people of the United States of America. And we believe, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and when you read history, and this is one of the sad things that we no longer do, is we no longer teach history. We no longer teach accurate history.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go back and you read history, and this whole idea of the First Amendment, where they refer to Congress not being able to infringe on our religious freedom, the term separation in state came from an obscure letter that Thomas Jefferson had written to a friend. Mm-hmm. But the intent, we go back to history and we remember that the states or the colonies at that time, and this came from England, where the Church of England was the Church of England, and your taxes went to support that church.
Right.
Well, that Church of England was also prominent in several colonies, including Virginia, and the taxes went to support the personnel, all the personnel of the Church of England. So if you never stepped into the Church of England in Virginia, the money you paid in taxes still supported that church. Up in Connecticut, it was a different religion. It slips my mind right now, but I think there were about 8 or 9 colonies at that time that actually had state-supported religions. That is exactly why the founders put this into the Constitution. They said that the state, federal government, cannot say that this is our religion, like the Church of England, and all taxes must go to support it. It had nothing to do, zero to do, with we people being able to go into the marketplace and pray and praise God and sing worship. That nothing to do with that. In fact, our founders specifically opened, Benjamin Franklin said, we better start opening our congresses, like the Second Continental Congress, the Constitutional Congress. We must open those in prayer.
Absolutely.
And it was not until they opened
20 seconds.
It's not until they opened the Constitutional Convention in prayer that they started to get things done.
And prayer is, of course, the elixir for so much of what's happening in our country today. But it needs to go beyond that, because faith without works is dead. So it needs to be prayer and then acting upon those prayers. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and...
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you so much for being with us. I greatly appreciate it.
Now, back.
And let me stop. There we go. All right. Well, thank you for being with us today. So, Don, we were talking about this issue of America as a Christian nation, and you were giving a great explanation with regards to, and folks, if you want to look that up, it's the Danbury Baptist letter that he was referring to that Thomas Jefferson wrote, and in it he defines that there is a clearly defined wall, and the separatists now have said, oh, that's to define it. Look, America is not a secular nation in the same way that Dr. Mehmet Oz considers Turkey to be secular. And the irony of him making even that statement, try to tell that to the Armenians right now on the border of Turkey who are being raped and pillaged and murdered by Muslims. And Erdogan, who has said very clearly that he wants to start another Ottoman Empire and a caliphate. And the glowing terms in which these people talk about the Ottoman Empire is unbelievable to me, quite frankly, Don. The Ottoman Empire was responsible for the murder of millions of Christians in what used to be Constantinople. And they turned it into Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
And it is responsible and it was, you know, they say, oh yeah, well the Spaniards were attacking the Jews, and how interesting that is, you know, that the Spaniards were doing that when Columbus was sailing in 1492. What they fail to tell you is what the Muslims were doing to Jews and Christians, and the assault that caused the Crusades that was happening against Europe and the millions and millions and millions of Christians and Jews that were murdered and wiped out by Islam. But they don't want to tell you that history, Don.
No, they don't. No, because it goes totally against their narrative. I don't know of any Christian, and when we, the word Christian also is used in so many different ways today. When I speak of Christian, I mean belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as the only Savior in the world. Now, if we use that definition of Christian, it takes on a whole different idea from what we look at as what is referred to the Christian world. The Christian world was truly a dynamic world, and was a very totalitarian world. And the Christian church was extremely totalitarian, just like is the Muslim. When we speak of Christian, you and I, Pastor Greg, we're not talking about a totalitarian world. God is not a totalitarian.
No,
God believes. God says, this is the way it is. This is the way to heaven. But he does give us a choice. The right. Muslims don't give people choices. Well, they do. They say you either worship as a Muslim or we will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice. And so when we read the history of the Muslim world, it's very, very terrible. And they will take your money and then they will take your life. And that's just the way it is. And that's what their Quran teaches. Our Bible does not teach that.
No,
we were told by our founders, our country can only survive if we maintain the basis upon which it was founded, and that is respect for each other.
Well, and the biblical worldview and the Christian perspective makes room. You can believe what you want to believe, but when you start acting out violently, and this has been the historical issue with Islam, for 1400 years, it's been the same thing everywhere that they've ever gone. First, they come and claim to be a religion of peace. Then they start to take positions of political power. Then they institute laws that make it basically impossible for someone who is not a follower of Islam to live within that culture, within that society. And then they resort to violence and fear and terror. Those are the steps. Bill Federer has some great information out that you can follow at American Minute about this. He refers to it as RPM, religion, politics, and then murder. And that's what it is. Or military. They become militant. And if you look at what's happened in London, you have a Muslim mayor that was over London. And when the terrorist attacks began in London, he said, get used to this, because this is the normal way of life now in large cities all over the world. He gave a warning. All right, we got to jump. Thank you, Don. Back after this.
Yep.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again.
Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, folks. Well, I'm very, 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 very pleased, as we do each and every month, to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the founder of Pray in Jesus' Name. He has fought the fight to be able to use the name of Jesus in public, but also to use the name of Jesus as a chaplain in his military service. That's where his public battle regarding this began. And he's been fighting this fight for a number of years now, as well as representing the state of Colorado as one of its state representatives and showing how Christians can enter into the political world and serve and do exactly what Don Jansen and I were just talking about, and that is serve God and serve their state. I want to welcome Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Chap, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Greg. God bless you in Jesus' name. And we are still fighting for religious freedom, especially for our troops and chaplains. A couple weeks ago, you and I made a phone call to the Air Force Academy, mm-hmm. where now three-star General Richard Clark is on record breaking his pledge. He pledged publicly to defend religious freedom for the cadets. Now he is persecuting the cadets' religion. And yesterday we published his signature on a new letter, which was just revealed by a cadet's attorneys. Cadets are being fired. They're being kicked out of the Air Force Academy. They're having to go to court. And the general is firing them for their religious views in refusing the vaccine. He had promised that absolutely I'll defend cadets' religious freedom if they have a sincere religious conscience objection to getting that vaccine. I will grant their waivers and advocate with the powers that be. But now he has broken that promise, and he has signed a letter. I have an excerpt of the letter. I'll read it in a couple of minutes, but okay. I want to get your take on this. What was the reaction from when we called them?
Well, the reaction when we called them was that the woman that I spoke to, what's her name?
Mara.
Mara, yeah. She said, first of all, she cut me off. Who are you? And I told her my name, Pastor Greg Young, and then she cut me off again and wanted to know my address, so I gave her the P.O. box, and then she was like, okay, and she was going to hang up the phone. She was done. And I was like, wait a minute, why would you take my name? And I asked her, why are you taking my address? Well, so we can send you a letter. Okay, but you don't even know why I'm calling. I mean, why are you going to send me a letter when you don't even know the purpose of the call? And it was obvious she did know the purpose of the call, but then she said that she didn't. She said, I don't know anything about this. We don't know anything about this. We've not corresponded with anyone about this. We've sent no correspondence with regards to this at all, and I have no knowledge of this case. And when I brought up your name, she said, no, we haven't had any correspondence with him at all. I mean, she flat out lied. She flat out, straight up lied. And I want to be very clear. This is an individual who works at the United States Air Force Academy. That's our academy. They work for us. We're the taxpayers. We fund it. I'm her employer. I'm her general boss. I'm her boss's employer. He's nothing. He's nothing. He's a servant of the people who is sworn to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. I took the same oath. So did you, chaps. And it infuriates me that these people get little God complexes. They sit in a public office. I can walk into that office. I can call them in that office anytime that I want. And I can, the public is entitled to know how they're being represented and what these people are saying. The public is entitled to know. They work for the public. Everything they say on that phone and everything they do in that office, the public is entitled to know. Now, I understand, you know, I understand military strategies and I understand all of those kinds of things. But I'm just simply saying that in this instance, this should be completely and totally transparent. And they have lied. Period. End of story, chaps. They've lied. And I think he needs to be removed, and I think she needs to be removed as well. They no longer can serve with any form of duty or honor.
Yes, we're talking about 3-star General Richard Clark, who is the superintendent of the U.S. Air Force Academy. He's an 85 graduate of the Academy. I'm a 91 graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. So I attended my class reunion last year, and I asked him in a public forum at a public microphone. He was speaking to over 500 graduates in the lecture hall. And I took the mic and I said, General Clark, will you defend religious freedom for your cadets who refuse the vaccine? And he replied, absolutely. I will advocate for them. If their religious beliefs are sincere. We caught that on videotape. We've now published the videotape of his comments on our website, PrayInJesusName.org. He said that in September. Well, now, yesterday, I interviewed the lawyer for one of the cadets who are being fired for their religion. There are now 16 cadets being fired for their religion at the Air Force Academy for refusing the vaccine on religious grounds. And I have now also obtained from that lawyer a redacted copy of the Three Stars signature on a memo to the cadet, and he denies the cadet's religious request. So he broke his pledge. Here's a letter signed by three-star General Richard Clark, which reads as follows. Subject, decision regarding religious accommodation request. Number one, I have received your request for religious accommodation to be exempt from the following Air Force immunization requirements, COVID-19. Number two, after careful consideration of the specific facts and circumstances, I disapprove your request for the enumerated immunizations requirements listed in paragraph one. Number three, my disapproval is due to compelling government interest of mission accomplishment, et cetera, et cetera. Signed, Richard Clark, Lieutenant General, U.S. Air Force. So he's basically giving the cadets now three options. They can resign, they can take the vaccine and violate their religion, or they could be punished. Those are the only three. So these cadets are going to court. We interviewed their attorney, Mike Rose, who is a 69 graduate of the Air Force Academy. I interviewed on our TV show a three-star general retired, Rod Bishop, who is leading a group of hundreds or maybe even thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who are suing for religious freedom and against radicalism. And we also interviewed the moms of the cadets who are upset that their child is taking a stand and being fired for their religion. We did those in silhouette. All those videos are now on our YouTube channel. Visit prayinjesusname.org to see the memo. But everyone, please take out a pen and paper. We're going to give out the phone numbers,
please,
of the three-star general. So take out a pen and paper. We want you to call 719-333-4141. Again, that's 719-333-4141. And that is the secretary for three-star general Richard Clark. And we want you to ask them, will General Clark keep his pledge, or why did he break his pledge to absolutely defend religious freedom for cadets? Again, call today at 719-333-4141.
719-333-4141. I have been told by Truth Broadcasting that they do not want a phone call made relative to this from my show. So I am, after the break, I will not be coming back on. I will be taking a break till the top of the hour, because we are going to make that phone call and we are going to contact the office. We will make Myra, is her name Myra or Mara?
Mara. I don't think we should do it on the air. Honestly, I think we've already done that once. We've already published it once, but everyone out there in radio land needs to take action, because these public officials need to be held accountable. I think it's important that they hear from us, and it can change policy. There are other cadets that are now in the valley of decision, so to speak, and we're defending their right to stay at the Air Force Academy when you make that phone call, 719-333-4141.
The issue here, folks, is that these individuals have taken an oath to defend the Constitution. That means to defend religious liberty. They took an oath to defend religious liberty. And so when they refuse to defend the religious liberty of those cadets, they are in direct violation of the oath. And articles need to be introduced to have them removed and to give them an ultimatum. And the ultimatum is, you need to either fulfill your oath of office and defend the Constitution and everything contained within it, or resign, or you need to suffer the consequences, and that's a court martial. It is a court-martial offense for them to not fulfill their oath of office. I'm Pastor Greg with Chaps. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Life of biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Chaps Klingenschmidt, Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. The phone number to call, folks, again, and what we're asking is we're saying, General Clark, you made a pledge. You gave your word, but not just a pledge in front of 500 cadets that he would defend religious liberty, but he swore an oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the question that has to be asked is General Clark, have you become a domestic enemy of the Constitution? Have you become a domestic enemy of the Constitution because you will not adhere to the oath of office that you swore to? The number to call, 719-333-4141. 719-333-4141. There are FCC regulations that I believe are questionable in this case, but that can create issue for terrestrial radio. And I don't want to put any radio station on my network into any kind of a situation because of these unconstitutional behaviors. So I'm going to leave it to you, my listeners, to make these calls. 719-333-4141. 719-333-4141. Chaps, there's another situation that has arisen as well that I think that our people need to be very concerned about and praying about, and that has to do with the leak that has come out regarding where the Supreme Court might be, at least the Alito page or the Alito document that has come out regarding the possibility of overturning Roe versus Wade. Talk to me about your thoughts on this and what are you hearing about this?
Well, the same sources that leaked the document, right, which is historic. It's never been done that a decision would be leaked to the public before it's even final, before it's even amended or voted upon. The Supreme Court justices have the right to change their vote even up to the last minute before it's published. So the fact that a draft memo circulated among the justices asking for their votes asks them to vote to overturn Roe does not mean they have or will vote to overturn Roe. There might just as easily be a liberal justice Breyer or Sotomayor, who has written a similar opinion codifying Roe forever. So we don't know what the vote is. I think this is a pressure tactic upon the three moderate justices. Now I'm going to call them Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, who in recent weeks have voted with the liberals on other issues, but on this issue, they pledged to be pro-life. When they were confirmed, they pledged to be pro-life. Will they vote 6-3? I doubt it. I think now Roberts might be on the fence. Maybe it's down to 5-4. The question is, can Justice Roberts bring with him Kavanaugh or Barrett and make it a 4-5 defeat so that this publicity stunt by the leaker could actually turn the court against the babies and codify abortion instead of ending abortion.
I agree.
It is pressure, and we need to pray that they hold the line, pray for a 6-3 victory, but I don't think it'll come.
Well, I think the other piece to this, too, is you already have seen this. There's been an increase in monetary support. Now the DNC is raking in dollars on this particular topic. They didn't have anything to run on in the midterms. Biden is an absolute and utter failure. His approval ratings are just abysmal. And so they didn't have anything that they could actually run on. Now they have this particular issue. And I think that this is, that their goal in this, and even Fox News is coming out with statistics and polls saying, well, you know, the majority of Americans really are not in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade and so on. I mean, they're pushing this agenda, chaps. They're really pushing this agenda. And then I think the other piece to this, and there have been a number of these kinds of videos that have recently come out basically saying, well, if you overturn Roe v. Wade, then we're going to go to the streets and we're going to, you know, we're going to take violence into our hands and we're going to violently attack cities across the country. And this has been the game plan of the BLM and Antifa. This is what they have done. We've already seen that they've done this. So we don't have any reason to believe that they likely won't do this. And this is all, as you suggest, this is all a part of the intimidation tactics to try to coerce either a Kavanaugh or a Coney Barrett into joining a Roberts and shifting this from 5-4 in favor to 5-4 against.
Well, for 50 years, their movement has been violent towards babies. Mm-hmm. The violence has been done in private, behind closed doors, with a scalpel or suction tubes or whatever they use for a DNC extraction, for a partial birth abortion, for a decapitation, whatever we haven't been seeing is now just the same spirit of violence that will be marching in the streets and burning things or throwing bricks or destroying businesses, all in the name of their right to continue to kill children. So there is nothing new under the sun. It is a repeat of that, textbook maneuver to destroy the nation so they can continue to destroy babies. I think Satan himself is furious. And Satan is upset with the very strong language of Justice Alito that would protect children, would overturn Roe versus Wade after 50 years of campaigning. And this is a time to pray. And I think it's important, Pastor Greg, that our audience not only take action by calling the Air Force Academy switchboard, mm-hmm. but let's petition God. It's Amen. Time for us to offer a prayer for those three justices. We think there's already three on the left, there's already three on the right, but it's the three justices in the middle that could turn this, and I would like to lead us in prayer.
Go ahead. We got about 30 seconds. Go right ahead, please.
Father in heaven, we turn to you in Jesus' name, and we ask that these three justices would vote pro-life and hold the line. Don't let them be bullied. Don't let them be intimidated. Stop the violence especially against the babies in the womb. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Chaps, thank you for that. We have got to find the courage, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to find the courage to be able to take this stand. Many, many lives, generations depend on it, and I encourage you to stand with us. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour two, straight ahead.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program, Monday through Friday, with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com and sign up for our emails today.